This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People came to the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting last night in support of the Southwood County Humane Society. The council met to hear public comment on the city's 2025 budget. In a meeting on November 7th, Patrick Delaney, Alderperson District 7, made a motion to reduce the allocation for the Humane Society from $76,000 to $25,000 and solicit bids for animal control services. This was seconded by Jake Katanak, District 5, and the motion carried unopposed. During the public hearing last night, Southwood County Humane Society Board President Tim Kritz spoke at length about the services the Humane Society provides for the city of Wisconsin Rapids. Each municipality they work with must contract with them or they legally cannot provide services. Several residents spoke to the variety of concerns they have if the city tries to bid out services for animal control. These included transportation of animals, the possibility of an increased number of strays on the streets, who to call if their dog slips the leash, the health and safety of children if strays are allowed to increase in population, and the health and safety of the animals involved, among other issues. At the conclusion of the meeting, the council voted to put the money back in the budget for now. Discussion of the contract will take place at another meeting next week. There are blood drives happening in Wisconsin Rapids over the next couple of weeks. The Community Blood Center will collect blood donations at the former East Junior High School on Tuesday, November 19th from 10 to 3 and Monday, November 25th from 2 to 7 p.m. You can help support the canine program in Nacoosa tonight at The Spot. Doggy Bowl, Play Some Nine for Canines, starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Play starts at 6:30 with all greens fees donated to the Nacoosa Police Canine Program. A Schofield woman is sentenced to 4.5 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute cocaine. Tila L. Kumbera, age 27, was sentenced yesterday for cocaine trafficking. She pleaded guilty to this charge on August 16th. This was part of a multi-year investigation by the Central Wisconsin's Narcotic Task Force to stop a methamphetamine and cocaine trafficking organization operating in Wausau. Kumbera was identified as a main local distributor, and she admitted to selling cocaine for the past 6 to 12 months. 8 others were also charged in connection with this drug trafficking organization. Quo Vadis Liu, Craig C. Gates, Troy A. Olson, and Shandell Moore have all pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced in the coming months. Tommy L. Hanley is scheduled to enter a guilty plea on December 2nd, and cases against the others are still pending. The employment outlook in the state continues to be strong. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
For the 6th month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he lost the election. The statement comes a day after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. Speaking on WISN Radio on Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election but did not concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He'll have until the end of the week to request a recount. Once the official canvassing is done, Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says Hovde should just concede and stop playing games. A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services might help tackle the overdose epidemic. Here's Derek Tritz.
The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public, however, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
a snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us.
The storm is expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, and it will take on the name Sarah. We've had 4 super moons this year, and tonight is the last one. The moon looks 30% bigger because it's closer to the Earth. Madison College astronomy instructor Dixie Burns.
The beaver moon comes from the Native American moon naming convention. You know, the beavers, they're going into their dens this time of year and things like that, settling down. So that's where that got that name from. The moon's orbit isn't a perfect circle. So sometimes it's closer to the Earth than other times. When it's closest to the Earth, we call that perigee. And when the moon's also full and near perigee at the same time, we call it a supermoon, because it's just a little bit bigger and brighter in the sky.
The next time we'll see the moon look this big will be October of next year. Burns says keep an eye out for planets, too. Right now, we can see Venus before sunset. After Venus sets, Jupiter rises from the east, and Saturn is in our southern sky. The state capitol Christmas tree has been chosen. Brittany Merlot explains.
You'll see a little piece of the Northwoods if you're headed to Madison this holiday season, as one Rhinelander family's tree was chosen to be the official Christmas tree for the Wisconsin State Capitol building. Last year, a different tree from Rhinelander was picked up to light up the Capitol, and that alone got one local couple fired up to offer their large balsam fir tree right from their own backyard. They reached out to the Capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds and made it happen. A tree lighting ceremony will be held at the State Capitol on December 5th.
The Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts presents Harmonious Whale this Sunday. It will be at 3 p.m. at 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville. This trio combines the American songbook with Eastern European stylings for Americana-infused gypsy jazz. Adults are $20, seniors $15, and students are just $3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center, as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson, a serious actor? It looks that way. The former Baywatch actress is getting rave reviews for her part in The Last Showgirl. The film tells the story of an aging performer whose show is about to be canceled. The film also stars David Bautista, cast as Anderson's character's manager, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays a waitress and is getting rave reviews for her performance. The film hits theaters in January and wide release after a limited run in December. He was a contestant every coach on the popular show The Voice wanted on their team. Michael Bublé was lucky enough to snag him for his team, but now Deadline reports that on Monday night's episode, host Carson Daly informed Bublé that country singer Tanner Frick has left the show unexpectedly and right before the knockout rounds. Ooh. If you're like me, you can't wait to not watch the next episode of The Voice. The show airs Monday nights on NBC. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. Who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 52. Tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, 51 with some showers. Tomorrow night, on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.